Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
It's Courtney from LA. And it's a Thursday. We're coming to you a little bit later.
And back to school night. Sorry, I had a real job I had to get to yesterday.
How was it? Were the kids lovely?
No, back to school night. The parents kind of...
Whatever.
No, I just, you know, you just tell them what's going to happen this year.
What is going to happen this year?
Well, I said, well, you can't drive on every field trip, okay? We have this problem every year that someone wants to drive on every single field trip. I'm like, you can't drive on every single field trip. I'm sorry.
Like, they want to drive their kid there as opposed to taking a bus?
Well, we don't take buses. I don't know why I'm even talking about this. Okay, this is not important and it's boring. Sorry, people.
Well, I do want to say, Mary, I have a font bone to pick with you.
Oh, okay, sure.
Okay, so earlier this week, I was looking in like our shared Google Drive for TJG.
Sure.
And there was a kindergarten file in there.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And it was
Sometimes I send stuff from two Jiggy girls, like at work.
You're like to parents.
I'm like, oh, someone's like, I got something from two Jiggy girls. I'm like, oh, I've never heard of that. Weird. That Google Doc about field trips. Yeah, we are going to the zoo.
Wow, somebody must have hacked into the mainframe. Is that what happened? But okay, so I didn't open the doc, but it just shows you, you know, like a preview photo. And this could be one of your poll questions for tomorrow.
Okay.
Comic Sans?
Oh, I love that. That's like my favorite font. Seriously, I pick that all the time.
It's like, could possibly be the worst font in the entire world.
I love that font.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I pick it. And it like kind of like reminds me of like school. Like it's a very like schooly font.
It's
because schooly is a word. I also like the handwriting font.
What's that? Like Wingdings?
Isn't there one called like, no, maybe no, not.
Like Ryan Gosling did a whole sketch on SNL about the papyrus font, but like I would love to raise the fact that Comic Sans is way worse.
Like that's like a go-to font for me. I think I gave like my PowerPoint last night in that handwriting.
Ugh.
Or that font.
No.
Oh no.
I'm just like an Arial kind of girl.
Wait, let me. I'm kind of curious now because I can't even remember. And then I like learned that I made a deck.
Like that's what it's called.
Yeah. People are like, will you send me the deck? And I'm like, what, the PowerPoint? Like what's this deck?
Yeah, it's a very tech thing. Yes. Like
I know. It's always like, you're going to send that out? I'm like, uh-huh. The PowerPoint? I'm like, actually, I think it'd be Google Sheets. I don't even know. There's so much technology now.
Comic Sans. Like, I feel like if I opened that on a different computer, it'd be like, this font does not exist.
It's everything. It's a word. It's in Word.
I know. I just, guys, who's with me that Comic Sans is horrible?
I'm going to continue to use it and be my own person.
I want you, will you please put a poll up tomorrow? Or whenever you put
your polls
up. But
they can't even see the font.
Yes, you'll screenshot Comic Sans.
Okay, this is.
You don't have to screenshot your deck.
Sure.
Just Comic Sans.
I can't even find it anymore. So.
Okay. Well, how was your Labor Day? Did you do anything exciting? Did you live a life? I didn't even talk to you. I was assuming you were alive. I saw some Insta stories, so I knew you were alive.
What did I do? You know, these weekends, they go by so quick.
Welcome back to the real world.
Yeah, no, we had a sorority sister in town, and she's a good time, so we had a good time.
Okay, we'll leave it at that.
We'll leave it at that, okay?
Okay, well, I was wondering if you had plans on the 19th.
What is happening on the 19th? Because Tamara and Brandy are going to something on the 19th, and is it September? Is it October? It's November? Like, what is it?
Yeah. So this all started last week, and I can't remember if we touched on this or not. I don't know when things started because what day is today, honestly. But basically, Tamara and Kelly started going at it again, and Tamara called Kelly, told her she was acting like Brandy.
Oh.
Which is like, I feel like this is all part of like Tamara's grand plan to like stick around. Like
she even made like clickbait this week about her like
so gross.
Leaving.
Well, yeah. So basically she was like, would I leave OC? Like link in bio. And then she basically wants you
comments
to go to
off.
Her bio. She gets paid based on the clicks. So I was like, fuck that. I'm not clicking. So I just Googled it myself. Because, you know, I'm petty. Yeah. And she doesn't
the workaround.
Yeah.
The workaround.
And granted, I was looking at that from my personal account again. Because, you know, Tammy Sue doesn't get my follow because she blocked us. But that's besides the point. So I click into it. It's like an Us Weekly article where it's like, if you were demoted to a friend of, would you leave? And she's like, I don't know. I'm like, why? No. Why did I waste my time on this rat-faced possum-eyed bitch?
I mean, I feel like this is her. This is the final season. This is it. But I'm also
shocked. Believe receive in the Mary Mahoney world.
It will happen. I really feel like this is it. The story's over. The viewers don't like her. They're done. But I also feel like, I'm shocked Vicky wasn't in this week again.
It's there. And you know what? I honestly think nobody cares that much. Like, there, you don't see anything about people being like, wow, I really miss Vicky. Like, people are saying they want Vicky back over Tamra, but they're not saying, wow, I missed Vicky. I wish she was here.
I completely agree with you. And I love that consensus as well. Mm-hmm. But I also think it's interesting that, well, I can't remember what I thought.
Okay, so I'm going to go back to the Twitter feud. When you find the interesting comment, feel free to jump in.
Sure, sure.
Okay, so then Brandy, of course, gets wind that Tamara's talking shit. And, like, I feel like I don't want to get in a Twitter battle with Brandy because she is kind of like a Kelly in the sense of, like, she will fight back.
Fiery, say what she wants to say, no holds bar. Mm-hmm. Is that what people say?
No holds barred. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so basically what's happened now today, like, more has started. And so Brandy is basically, so I'll read you the tweets that exist today. Tamara's now deleted all the tweets that she said about Brandy.
Which she always takes it back. You know what I mean?
No, and she's not, like, taking it back. She's just deleting and pretending like it didn't happen.
Oh, that's her take back, though. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, and also in the article about that she talked about where she's like, maybe I'll leave, maybe I won't. She also, which I think is a dig at Bethany, and I think we can all say that, is like, she also said, I hate when housewives say that they're leaving because they want to spend more time with their family. It's like, why? Because we work 3 hours a day? And I'm like, Tamara, your daughter doesn't talk to you. Like, anybody talking about kids, like, Tamara, you're the last person to talk about the children.
Also, Andy said this week that he thinks she will be back, which I kind of agree. She'll like, take this season off and then
Bethany.
Come back.
Oh, Bethany. Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about Tamara.
Sorry.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's like, Tamara, so now you're, not only are you starting, like, you're having a feud with Brandy, but you're also trying to stay relevant by starting a feud with Bethany, who hasn't even commented on it because, as Kelly Ben Simone said, I'm up here and you're down there. Okay, so back to the Twitter feud. So Brandy then did a couple of tweets today, and she's saying, like, what the fuck is wrong with you, Tamara Barney? You're now saying I'm unstable? Both of my children love, adore, and talk to me about everything. I don't think you can say the same about yours, can you? I don't know you, nor do I want to. And then she says, I will see you on the 19th, tiny fucking dancer. Speak then. I was like, what?
Like, is there an Elton John concert they're going to?
Oh my God. There's an Elton John and Taryn Egerton special concert in LA on October 17th. And I have to go.
Okay. That's 2 days off, though.
Well, true. I'm just saying for my own thing for Elton John. But okay.
Sure.
So then she tweets next, Dear at Tamara Barney, which I just love that Tamara's, like, Twitter handle is still Barney.
Yeah, because she can't change it to Judge.
Yeah.
Cunt. It's like karma, bitch.
Yeah, it's like, cunt, you're coming for the wrong person. Leave my name out of your fucking mouth. I'm not on your show. I do a talk show about reality television shows. If me saying you're meh is sending you over the edge, maybe you're the unstable one. Get help. See you soon.
Where are they going to see each other?
I know. And then she tweets one more time. It's funny when at Tamara Barney threatens me with a lawyer and then publicly calls me unstable. Poor thing. She's just not the sharpest tool in the shed. So now it's like, where could, now are they doing a charity wrestling tournament? The charity is both of them.
I actually feel like Tamara could beat Brandy.
Like a WWE, because she's like scrappy.
Scrappy, but she's muscle too.
Well, yeah, she's also low to the ground, and Brandy's like really like tall and lanky.
Yeah, Tamacy, like, would definitely come out.
Oh yeah, the trailer would come out of her.
But okay, so BravoCon is, you know, like the 15th to the 17th, right, in November. I feel like it has to be something this month.
I wonder, like, are they both going to be on Watch What Happens Live?
Are they doing like a LA Watch What Happens Live anytime soon?
No, but I mean, what if they're both going to be in New York and be on Watch What Happens Live? Like, what is the 19th? Is this, like, Brandy, money? It's the new Money by Monday.
I know. could it be? Like, it's no one's baby shower or...
No, it's just like, what's the night? What is the 19th? That's...
People, we need to figure this out.
That's a poll question, too. Well, it's not a poll question. It's an open-ended question.
Yeah.
It's like, what is the 19th? We need to know. And methinks, this is a new word I've been using, methinks that Brandy was whining and tweeting, so maybe she got the wrong number.
So maybe it is BravoCon.
Yeah, so maybe it's BravoCon. But is Brandy invited to BravoCon? Is Bravo doing like a Housewives of the, like a Bravo Housewives of the past?
I want to say yes.
Ugh.
Even though I think we made that up, but I think they're really doing it too. You know,
well, we suggested, I mean, if any of the producers are listening, we've suggested plenty of ideas for you guys.
Yep. We weren't invited.
Yep. That's okay. You know, our ideas are worth millions of dollars for them. And that's fine for today. God. Okay. Anyways, moving on. What? So, okay. But in this feud though, whose side are you on?
Anybody but Tamara's. So Brandy.
Yeah. And so, and Kelly even tweeted, love you, girl. Let's hang out when I'm back.
I love Kelly.
Because Kelly is now a world traveler with her Fox News correspondent boyfriend, who she's in love with after 1 week.
She basically goes, like, she goes away for a week and then comes home for a week and then leaves for a week. She just, like, comes home to see Jolie.
Yeah, she's like, oh, it's my time with Jolie. I'll be home. Great mom. Do, you know, we're doing this. She's going off to school. Now she's going to Michael. Okay, I'm off to the Amalfi Coast. And then she made a joke, too, about how she's on a boat and not on a train.
See, I actually feel like her boyfriend gave her good advice this week, even though he creeped me out.
Oh, so finally you feel it now?
Yeah. I mean, I felt it the whole time, but I was willing to look past it.
For what? The plastic surgery?
For the plastic surgery, for the 8 carats.
But only 8 carat soup, girl.
For living in La Jolla. La Jolla.
Oh, I didn't realize he lived in La Jolla. OC is hard for me to give my full attention to because I'm always afraid that Tammy Sue is going to pop up on my screen and I have to fast forward it.
You didn't have to, did you?
I didn't, but it's like I did want to because I thought we'll get there. We'll get there.
Let's talk a little bit about Below Deck. It was kind of a boring episode to me.
So I would say this episode is that this was truly, it was a filler episode, but this was truly like the guests made the episode. Like watching Aisha and Jack watch that girl twerk on the pillows on the deck at night.
Yeah, she was having fun. And like, then the and girl then, that Peter pants.
And did a somersault. And I was like, oh, no.
She leaked.
And it's like, who hasn't peed their pants? Vicky peed her pants on Tamara's bed in Mexico that one year.
Yes. There's been multiple. I'm Tamara's like talk about leakage. I think it's kind of a common problem. I mean,
I think it happens after childbirth. I've heard a lot of women who have said after childbirth, like sometimes you just, it just happens.
Lisa Rinna depends.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's a common problem.
Yeah. My grandma.
I feel like Sonia definitely has that problem. Like giggles a little too much and some falls out.
No. I think Sonia's a sharter. Remember?
When she goes in air conditioning.
Yeah. When they were on the trip. Poo. Which they were on the trip and she had to get out of the car because the fart got stuck in her jeans. Like, you can't make this shit up with Sonia. Which also, all the New York women are together right now. Like, Dorinda, Ramona, Sonia, and Luann. And I'm pretty sure they're all in the Hamptons.
Yes.
And I'm just filming. I'm just like, we need this. We need this.
Yeah. Lou's having a glass of wine with them.
Oh, you know she is. Cabernet is now her Cabernet.
Cabaret is her Cabernet.
Yeah, but Cabernet is her Cabernet. No. Cabernet is just that she's just drinking Cabernet now. That is her Cabernet. Her Pinot Gris. I understand what you're saying. I'm switching the word.
Okay. I was like, you keep getting it wrong.
Like Pinot Grigio is her Cabernet now.
Got it.
A Riesling, if you will, is her Cabernet. Anything with alcohol.
Riesling's gross.
I feel like I could see Lou probably like loves a good old fashioned, but just like neat, like no big ice and a cigar. I could just picture like her and Jacques were like sitting on like a balcony, just like getting wasted, smoking cigars.
No, I feel, well, she likes ciggies, but I feel she is more like a Savvy Bee girl with a splash of like, you know, seltzer water, like a spritz?
No. Luann does not dilute her drinks.
No, because she's like, I'm going to be light. No, she never had a drinking problem. She
what?
Just got caught.
She what? This is brand new information. What?
Sonia has the drinking problem.
Dorinda does.
Yeah,
and listen,
but Lou was the least of the problems.
Yeah, I think Lou liked to, I mean, now still, we still need footage from the negligee field night.
You know Bethany has that.
Like, Bethany, now that you're off the show, you don't have to give it to Bravo. IGTV that shit.
I feel like if these women talk about her on camera this season negatively, like, we might get a glimpse of it.
Luann, please do this to me.
She'll
question
like,
mark.
Yeah, she quit the show to like hang out with her daughter.
What are they, Tamara? Okay, back to Below Deck, though. we've digressed.
These are my notes for Below Deck.
Uh-huh.
Below Deck, Colin is a puss. Travis is a drunk. Ben is a cocky asshole. What is Jack going to do to break Aisha's heart? No reunion.
And I mean, honestly, that sums it up. What do you think about the fact that they're not having a reunion?
The only thing I'm really interested is what happens to Jack and her after the boat, because it seems to be going well. So I'm like, what happened? And I feel like they're not friends. They don't talk anymore.
Well, he's deleted his Instagram.
Did he secretly have a girlfriend the whole time and just didn't say it?
To me, it sounds like he had a girlfriend, but maybe they had an open thing, like where he was like, I'm going to go on the boat and I'm going to do, like, all of these people do. Remember Eddie and Rocky in the laundry room?
Right, right.
So it's like, I just feel like they kind of are on, like, look, we're on a boat for like 4 months together. It gets lonely. You kind of just sometimes want somebody to like hook up with and, you know, like touch like that in that like intimate way of just like cuddling, you know? And so,
because it seems like they still haven't done it.
No, they did. He's even said, like, to share a room with somebody you haven't had sex with, but she's worth the wait. Which then I was like, oh, but then I was like, oh, wait, you also have a girlfriend.
Yeah, so I'm curious what's going to happen with that. And then, like, the Travis stuff is, like, pretty disturbing at this point. He thinks he's not an alcoholic because he doesn't drink during the day. But then Captain Sandy says, like, she smelt it on him. So that's kind of unclear. But he just gets blackout drunk every single time he drinks. So
I think that's a red herring with I smell it on you. I feel like she's going to say something along the lines, like, you drank too much last night. Like, I can still smell it on you. That's what I think. I don't think that Travis doesn't seem like somebody who would, like, drink
hit
while
the bottle
he's
in the morning.
Well, I just don't think he would drink while he's actually on duty. Like, I think for as much of a drunk as he is, I don't think he would ever risk putting people in danger.
Right.
But, you know, this is me going off of 1 hour a week, and I feel like I, you know, so maybe he would. I don't know.
You're like, I can't smell him through the TV, so yeah, it's fine.
Smell-o-vision.
And then I just, Colin, like, how did you think that was broken and you only have to wear, like, a wrist thing for a couple days?
First off, you've broken bones. Like, come on. That hurts. It hurts.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I think about, like, you know when you take a corner too short and your pinky toe hits? And you're like, that's it. I finally broke my pinky toe. And you're, like, limping around. And then, like, 30 seconds later, you're like, oh, I'm okay. Guys, I'm okay. You can cancel the ambulance. No, mom, I'm fine. I'll just tape them together. I don't even need to do that. It's fine. I just cracked the knuckle. We're good.
I actually have a very high pain threshold.
This I'm actually aware of.
Many doctors and dentists.
Dentist. So, I was like, Dennis. Oh, we're bringing Bethany's ex in.
No, dentists as well.
Dentists have told you that, Mary. You cannot go to the dentist without being put under.
I cry for anxiety, but not from pain. That's two different things. Try getting slipped by a dentist and getting stitches.
Oh, okay. I didn't know this was what happened. I thought you were just a wild one at the dentist.
No.
Do you have a story to tell us?
I once, okay, so I had like I basically had a cavity that was overfilled, and so they needed to, like, use a file through my teeth.
Okay.
And the dentist slipped and cut open my lower lip.
No.
And I had to go to the emergency room and get four stitches on my face. This is, like, when I was 20.
Wait, dentists couldn't stitch you up? Don't they have
My mom was like, we got to go to a plastic surgeon. She's like, that's your face. She's like, that's the only thing we've got for you.
Did you want me to get you on Raya?
Did you have any, like, feedback from that?
A lot of you guys DM'd me. I'm still technically a member, but I have a few matches that are sitting there. I'm scared to open the app.
Oh, because you're like afraid for the boot.
Like, what if it's like a match, but it's really like the Raya police?
Oh, like the messaging?
Yeah, and they're like, match this, you're out. And then I'm like, Dad, don't worry about, you won't be charged $7.99 anymore. You're good.
Oh, he'd probably like that.
What, for me saving him $7.99? No, he'll be like, oh my God, great, you met someone. I was like, no, opposite. They kicked me out.
I only have one shot left with Uber. I'm on a list. I'm on a list. They said one more time if I bring alcohol in the car, I'm done.
Well, good thing there's still Lyft.
Exactly.
And Lyft, you can connect to your Delta and you get 3 times the miles.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Life hack, guys. Usually you're probably only going 1 mile.
True. I mean, I can go up to 3 in the city.
Okay, there you go. You could get 9 miles. It'll take me
30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. California's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's great. Okay, back to Below Deck.
Oh, and just like Ben's not doing it for me.
Yeah, you know what? We didn't have enough time, and we haven't seen him for a few seasons, right?
I just feel like it's like stress level midnight with him,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just kind of bored.
Yeah, I think if he was there from the beginning and had more of a rapport with these guys, that it'd be different. But the only person he's worked with is Hannah, and he's only worked with her once, like, and that was the first season, right?
Yeah, remember we had this discussion? I was like, no, he's worked with Hannah. And you're like, no, he hooked up with Kate, but we're both right.
Yes. So, yes, I thought, yes. Sorry.
What? How do you feel like, you know, Hannah's season has been?
Good for her, but like bad for us.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, she's just been like too stable.
Yeah. It's like, where's the breakdown? Like, you should be Travis. Like, why are you not reprimanding someone for buying you a carton of cigarettes and asking you for the money? Like, where
50
is
euro.
That? Yeah.
Give me 50 euro.
What was his name?
Colin. I could see his face, like blonde.
Something with a
cute.
C. But then Conrad.
And then yes. He would like run away from her.
Yeah, he was like, but he kind of looked like a Disney prince a little bit, but like a Disney prince, but then like somebody hit somebody's elbow while they were drawing it. You know, like he's yeah. almost there. Like something was just like a little off.
Do you think Joao will get like another season, like as a bosun?
So here's my thing. And Bravo, if you're listening, I'll take this cast again. Maybe not Colin. Bring in a little somebody with like some more drama. Mm-hmm. But like, I remember
that kid that like Bobby hated and that
Danny.
Other post Danny that used to take like all the photos.
He
and,
like made out with
the
girl
guests.
from Twisted Kilt or something. Or remember he like made out. He thought he was in love with the girl. That's what got him kicked off.
Oh, I just thought like the captain was like, you just like can't be trusted anymore. You gotta go.
Yeah, but I think it was because he like made out with this girl. And I can't remember the restaurant. Oh my God, there's like a chain of restaurants. The Twisted Kilt, something like that. But anyways, and he got kicked off. Like, yeah, bring him back. Like, give us someone who gives a little bit of drama, but like can also do their job. Like, I don't like the job drama. Like, I like the interpersonal drama.
Yeah.
So I want some more fighting. But like this cast in general, I thought that they were a good cast. I think, so I've come to the conclusion, I don't think there's a reunion because every Below Deck reunion.
Sandy said there's no reunion.
Right. I'm saying this is why I think there is not one. Yeah. So I think that there's not one because whenever we watch it, it's in the clubhouse. It's like 30 minutes usually max. And when the cast is already like made up and they've kind of solidified that they're like not going to talk about anything. So, like, when Andy asks questions, they're like, well, you know, that's just what happened.
Just like, boring.
Yeah, and you're like, where's the drama? Like, we watch, like, Vanderpump Rules with a shitty season, but their reunions are explosive, you know? We watch even Beverly Hills for a shitty season. They had great reunions, mostly because of Camille, but besides the point, like, you know.
I also feel like Bravo's really cheap. And yeah, they're like just cutting like, back. You guys live pretty all far away, and, like, we don't feel like flying you in and having you stay up for a night, so bye.
Yeah. Reunion. Yeah, they're like, if you want to pay your own way, we'll host a reunion. And it'll be on the after show.
I also feel like this is a very long season for Below Deck.
Does
it seem like a lot of episodes? It seems like a lot.
Yeah, I don't know.
So maybe they had so much content, they were like, we don't even need a reunion.
Yeah, and I guess, like, what are the questions, really? Like, all you want to know is about, like, Jack and Aisha.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can solve that in 2 seconds.
Aisha?
Aisha. Oh, yeah. People keep yelling at us. Aisha.
Yeah.
Aisha. The A and the E go together.
Yeah. It's like A-E-S-H-A.
Yeah. So that's why I was saying Aisha. Yeah. Aisha.
Okay. I do want to compliment our Southern Charmers. Craigie has been doing great things.
$11,000.
Yes. He has raised $11,000. He has made his pillows. 100% of the proceeds are going to the hurricane rescue for the Bahamas. I want to call it Hurricane Dorinda, but it's Hurricane
Dorian.
I can't even say it. Dorian. Because in my head, it's Hurricane Dorinda.
Yeah.
So I think that's so great. And even Shep has been doing some stuff. Mm-hmm. He has a Shep Gear hat.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
So you guys, if it was ever a time to buy something from these people, it's now.
And if you don't want to support Shep, that's fine. Craig, the pillow that he's doing too, I own that pillowcase. It's lovely.
It's very cute.
It's really pretty. And I wish I had two of them, but I have one, but that's fine. Maybe I should buy the other one.
Now you can get the second, yeah.
You're right. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it. But yeah, I think, you know, it just seems destructive.
Oh, and Bethany's down there. And so you guys could donate to Be Strong as well.
Mm-hmm. I believe her website has like a list of things too that they're looking for.
Yeah. Help our Bravo Lebs, help these hurricane relief efforts.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about our ad, which is our transition.
Help the hurricanes listen to our ad.
Well, you guys, you should really buy this one, okay? Because I actually use it every day. And it's called Native Deodorant. And you can go to their website, NativeDeodorant.com. NativeDeodorant.com. We have a code. It's TJG, and you get 20% off at checkout. But you guys, people love this product. It has over 8,000 five-star reviews. We can't say that about ourselves. It has been on the Today Show, Elle Magazine, Pop Sugar. I love it. I use the coconut vanilla deodorant. I believe Courtney used lavender rose.
No, I'm a coconut and vanilla girl too.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I really want to try this eucalyptus and mint. I feel like you'd feel like really fresh.
Mm-hmm. But like just straight from a spa.
Yes. And it works fantastic. I'm like obsessed with it. And also it's like healthy and good for you. They have simple ingredients. There's no aluminum. It's safe. It's effective. I just cannot say like anything.
More good things.
Yes.
You said them all.
Yeah.
So again, it's nativedeodorant.com, the promo code TJG, and you get 20% off your first purchase.
And it's for men and women. Mm-hmm. So you can get your guys on it as well.
Mm-hmm. What's better than a 2-for-1 deal? You smell like your man. He smells like you. It's not weird.
I think Craig uses it.
Oh my God. What scent?
He definitely does use it.
What scent?
I feel like he's a cucumber mint kind of guy.
I'm a cucumber mint girl now.
You're like, I smell like Craig all day.
Oh my God. Craig and I could, oh my God. I could just roll it onto a pillow and just feel like he's there. Craig, are you there?
You know, I'm actually going on the website right now to get you the cucumber mint.
Are you going to use the code TJG?
TJG, 20% off.
Perfect.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in.
I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, it detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Way. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Way products. I'm a Way girly, but be fizz free with Way. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Okay, where do you want to start this week? So this week was big. So we had Dallas Premier, we had Orange County. Should we start with like the hate?
You want to go to Orange County first?
No, I'm asking you. Do we start with the hate, or should we start with where we like?
I actually feel like Dallas is to start with.
Okay, let's go Dallas.
So I thought it was interesting because the beginning, they show the preview for the season, which
they've
never
done that.
What?
Have they ever done that?
That's what I was thinking. So it felt like, first of all, that they used the preview and then they released the taglines right away, which sometimes they wait till like week two.
That seems to, the new way that they've been doing Housewives is that they don't, the taglines don't come till week two. So it's like, what's happening with this season of Dallas?
But the preview is probably one of my favorite previews ever. Like Leanne and Rich up at the altar, and like the editing was hilarious. It's like, you know, a marriage is supposed to be truthful. And then it's like, you fucking liars. And then like, and you know, they're saying all these contradictions. I thought it, like, the preview looks amazing. I give the overall episode a B.
Okay. Whoa. I'm going to go with a C minus.
Okay. Now you had told me you didn't really like it, and then I watched it, so I feel like I had really low expectations, so it was great.
Yeah. So I thought, to me, it seemed like, okay, they did the preview maybe because they don't have anything this season, and so they were like, okay, we got to get people hyped.
I'm hyped. I like these women. And okay, we're only like four seasons in.
True. So I'm not crazy about these women. I love Stephanie. Like, hands down, she's the best. I actually very much enjoy Brandy, and I think that's like possibly an unpopular opinion, but, and especially them together. And I thought that this episode was like, I thought it was good for her. Cameron has been, she cracked me up this episode. Like, I actually really enjoy Cameron. Leanne is too much of an actress for me. And Deandra is like, she's coming off of that second season, that when the Housewives have a really good first season and then their second season isn't good. Now her third season, she's coming off that bad season. And to me, this wasn't a good episode for her. And for Carrie, the new Carrie, she seems interesting. We don't know enough of her. I thought it was like really interesting that Bravo had to play that song. It's like, I can't think of how it goes, but I was like, oh, so we're playing
like a Latin vibe.
Yeah, we're playing a Latin song for Carrie because she's Latino. Okay. That seems, I don't know, stereotypical.
Why isn't she like, on typecasting, Mexicanas?
Like, the Texicanas. Like, I just seemed like, I just thought like when Bravo did that, I was like, that just like seems wrong. Because it's like, okay, so is that what we're like pigeonholing her as? Like, Carrie, I'm bilingual, but I don't speak BS. It's like, okay, so we're going to give her that. She's Hispanic.
I like, love
that's,
her.
But that's what I'm saying. Is like, is that all we're going to get with Carrie? Because it just seemed to me like that was kind of,
that's her shtick.
Yeah, and I didn't like it because I'm assuming there's very much more about her than what they did. Am I wrong?
I have different opinions.
Okay.
Please. Well, I agree with you about Leanne. Mm-hmm. And she has said she watches every single episode of every single show. I think she takes notes during it, and I think she has one-liners. Like, she has practiced lines.
Do you think she hires someone?
Wow. Maybe.
Like, maybe Carol Radziwill as her ghostwriter?
Like, Possibility. But I mean, like when she's saying like 7 weeks and her butthole's clenching, like she just has like a lot of one-liners that I think she's rehearsed. Kind of. Yeah. Actually, I think Tamara does the same.
Yeah. Like, I don't think Leanne's clever enough. Like, remember last year she's like, my extensions are tired. Mm-hmm. The panty liner on my underwear is exhausted. It's like, wow, did you just come up with that?
No, she's been using that. Or yeah. Well, she wrote it.
Right.
And she rehearsed it multiple right. times in the mirror.
Maybe Rich is her ghostwriter.
That's a possibility as well. Okay,
his eye patch is really a camera so he can see where she is at all times. And then he has a mic and she's got a piece in her ear.
I like the camera idea. I don't know about the earpiece.
Well, he's got to tell her. So he's like watching this whole thing, but he's so clever and witty. So he watches on his eye patch.
Got it.
So that's the camera. So he's like watching, okay. It's a live feed. It's like Big Brother live feeds. And then he's like, oh, Leanne, this is going to crack him up. Tell him your panty liner's exhausted.
I mean, that was a pretty funny line.
Right. But it's like clearly rehearsed.
Rehearsed. Yeah. Okay, wait, let's say their taglines first.
I want to get the rest of your opinions. Okay, do you want to do the taglines and then you can tell me the rest of your opinions on them?
Yeah.
Okay, you start with Leanne.
Dallas is a pageant that I always win. And I also think she came in with a lot of confidence this season. She has made up her mind. She's like, DeAndre Simmons, you are not better than me. Mm-hmm. And I will show you.
Yeah, I think because everybody said like, oh, Leanne's so great, it's gone to her head. So much so that her hair is lightened up 12 shades.
I mean, the contrast between both DeAndre and Leanne's hair from last season is...
Now, I actually like Leanne's color. I think it's a really soft color. Makes her like look really soft. I think it's good. DeAndre's...
Not for you.
No. It's fried. It's not... It's too brassy. It's not like a soft caramel color like Stephanie said. Mm-hmm. It's just... And you know what? But they both need to cut off 6 inches.
It's too long.
And like, even though, okay, so DeAndre, I've also, we'll get to her.
You say Cameron, you do her accent.
Oh God, I haven't done this in a while. Just because I look like Barbie doesn't mean you can play me.
Literally her voice this episode, like she is Elle Woods.
Do you know what FOMO is? Fun of missing out. She said it with such conviction. I was like, is that what it stands for? I thought it was fear of missing out. Like, wow.
The producer's like, that's fear, honey, fear.
But I like that she's like, oh my God. Like, I liked her. I think she's actually, the show has softened her a lot too. So she's like able to laugh at herself now.
Yeah. It's just like her voice sounds fake. Like, I mean, when she, I was LOLing when she was on the phone. She's like, oh, hey, girl. Like, she's like, yeah, I can't go. I'm on spring break with my kids. This cruise is going to be so expensive. People think cruises are like $400 and you get all that you can eat, but not how I go on cruises.
But also, like, it makes me think that she named her kids based on where they were conceived. What if she conceives a new kid on the cruise?
Oh, it would be called Cruise.
Isn't her son already Cruise?
Oh.
Or is Stephanie's kid? I thought her son was Cruise too.
Okay, so Hilton's the daughter, but I thought it was like
Hilton and Cruise.
Because I feel like it's Hilton because she like loved Paris Hilton.
Oh, interesting. I was thinking maybe she conceived her in a Hilton hotel if the other kid's name is Cruz.
Yeah. So, I mean, we will never know probably.
Well, but I need to know what their names are.
Okay. Look up his name.
His name's Court. Oh, sorry.
That's the dad.
Yeah. I'm looking it up. Oh, I'm going to CameraWescott.com and to her about me. And her website, it has
dog food. And if you eat sparkle dog food, you can shit pink sparkles.
Cruz and Hilton.
Okay, you're right. But it's C-R-U-Z, right?
No, that's Stephanie's kid.
Oh.
This is literally C-R-U-I-S-E, like Tom Cruise. Maybe she's a big Top Gun fan. Maybe she loves Scientology. She's like, L. Ron Hubbard is my hero. I object.
No, she's definitely like, they're definitely like a Protestant, probably some type of Christianity.
Yeah, no, but I feel like she, her kids were, like, she named them where they were conceived. But she was so literal. Like, instead of being like, you know, like how Victoria
Maybe
Beckham
was
like.
Head Island.
Oh, God. It could be. Maybe she knows the Mellencamps. She's like, I love John and his daughter, Teddy. Yeah.
Do you know about Jack and Diane?
Real people. FOMO. Our accent is horrible, so I'm sorry for those who are listening.
Okay, we gotta stop now.
Okay, we did Carrie's earlier. So do you want to do Brandy's?
When you mess with the ginger, expect some spice.
But she doesn't have an accent.
I felt like I didn't get enough of her this episode.
Right,
I mean,
I agree.
Her daughter really did torment her. I mean,
is her daughter the new Melania?
No, her daughter reminded me of a lot of children I know.
Are they in your class?
Not this year.
Well, she was like, don't you just have a comeback for everything? She's like, maybe I do. And I was like, oh, fuck, that kid's from The Shining.
I love it. She's like, are you making yourself look like a clown? She's like, I'm making myself look like you.
Yeah. She's like, do you just, like, you hate me? She's like, yeah. No, I don't hate you. You hate you. Or like, Savannah's like, oh my God, this is like that movie, The Bad Seed. Like, this girl, I could see her, like, over her mom's bed, like, at night, just be like, hi, mommy. Like the Chucky doll or something.
And then she has like red hair. It just makes it like so much better, I feel like. I'm
weirdly intrigued by her, right?
More confident. And I loved how Brandy was like, am I embarrassing you? She's like, you're embarrassing yourself.
Yeah. Oh, that's what she said. Not the hate line. Yeah. And then when she was like putting on the makeup, I was like, ooh, that's not your color, honey.
And the fact that she was putting on makeup, she's in fourth grade.
I was kind of like, wait, this application's pretty good, even though it's the wrong color. Like I was, and then I love seeing like little Bruin.
I love that name.
Mm-hmm. I thought I was happy for her that like things seem to be going well. She seems to be in a better place.
Yeah. Well, she has a nanny. That helps.
Oh, I didn't hear that part. Well, okay. Oh, that's who it was. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So Deandra, I'm minding my business. So start minding yours. I'm like, are you minding your business? Because it sounds like there's some issues happening here.
Okay. Mama D totally set her up. How can a company close in like 90 days?
Also, like, what? And I mean, love that Deandra refuses to give her trust fund up.
I kind of get it at this point. She's like, yeah. I made it 50 years. Like, I am not.
When does she
that
get
up.
It? When Mama D dies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh, start spiking that. She'd give her some hard night good morning and just add a little extra.
Well, okay. And I felt like it was really interesting that them going to a grave. Have we seen mm-hmm. that on Housewives before?
We've seen a lot of dog funerals.
Dog funerals, but. Oh, Bobby Zarin's funeral.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like human funerals are great. Sorry. Sorry. My brain.
I was just very confusing because Mama Dee appeared to be wearing a real fur, driving a Bentley, and yet still receiving, so $60,000, which that is not a lot of money to be receiving every year. But why does, if she has so much money, why does she need that 60K? I mean, so she said it pays for the housekeeper, her Citibank bill, which is only for gasoline. I think she used the word petroleum. And two clubs, which I assume are social clubs or golf country clubs,
like
whatever.
Country clubs. She's like, I belong to the Soho house with all the kids. Oh, you don't have Soho house up there. Never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so I think what it sounds like to me is that so this they were visiting her
Glenn Simmons,
so her husband that passed away in Vegas from a heart attack,
not Deandra's biological dad.
Did you think the way he died was interesting? This is just a tinfoil thing. I'm not making fun of his death, just like he was in Vegas and had a heart attack.
I'm just going to make no comment.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't think anything of that.
Okay.
Just, you know, that's what people
I don't know what you, I don't know. Listen, I haven't said any details of what I think. I'm just saying, is it odd? Is it odd? Is it odd?
No.
Odd it is?
No.
Odd. Is it? No.
No, maybe. Not at all.
Maybe.
No, not at all. It's like her mom's always had that money. But that's why I'm like, the story doesn't
No, add I think up to he's me. The one that had money.
No, I get that. But then it's like if they're married, they have money together.
No, I don't think she killed him.
Oh, what are you trying to say?
What? I would say like Vegas, like hookers.
Oh.
Fun stuff. No, I wasn't saying Vegas and she killed it.
No, I don't know. I think.
Listen, I'm watching The Righteous Gemstones and there's a whole storyline about how these guys are like men of God. I realize it's a satire, but they're like this. He gets blackmailed in the first episode and it's all these guys from the church and they're all just like doing drugs and have like hookers in a room in like Atlanta. Like they're on like a church retreat.
Oh, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. That's where I went. I don't think Mama D might be a cold hearted. I don't think she's a cold hearted killer.
No, I wasn't even saying that. But anyways, okay. The whole thing is very fishy. Like she basically gives Deandra a business that is in the gutter. Mm-hmm. And then
how does Deandra not know about that though? She's supposed to be her right hand man. Like with this whole thing, how do you not understand what's going on with the finances?
Yeah, it's shady, shady shit. So I feel that Mama D is sabotaging Deandra. And I mean, I honestly think she's like very, very, very poor. She's going to be pulling a Catherine Dennis, like Target jewelry on Poshmark soon.
IG stories, watch out. Yeah, something. And Jeremy seems to live off of Deandra's money.
Yeah, she said that. She's like, he doesn't even understand. Like, he loves this new lifestyle. He's not bringing home the bacon. Like, he says we can live more simply, but like, I'm not doing that.
Oh, live off of his photography? How's that doing, Jeremy? How's Jessica think it's doing, Jeremy?
Well, yeah, who is this Jessica?
Jessica? Who's who Jessica? Are you? Show yourself, Jessica.
That's a poll question tomorrow. Who's Jessica? Jessica?
Is it Jessica Rabbit? Is it Jessica Simpson? She's from Dallas.
Oh.
Oh, man. Jessica Simpson and Jeremy Locke are having an affair?
Possibilities.
Jessica's newest child, Birdie, is actually Jeremy's kid?
There's a lot of... Okay, now I have a dog named Birdie, Jessica Simpson's daughter's named Birdie. The girl from Missy WWE's Phillips. Kid is named Birdie, and...
Busy Phillips.
Yeah, Busy Phillips, yeah.
And you know what? The small birds that fly outside, birdies. Shit. Wild.
Okay, and I also didn't like that text came from...
Rich?
Yeah, like, yeah.
You know why?
Like,
it's the camera and the eye patch. He sees it all.
Well, he is an investigator.
He's like, I see you. That's his company's name. Like people are like, oh, this is the ICU. He's like, no, I see you. You know,
I did also forget how hot Jeremy is.
Yeah, Jessica hasn't forgotten either. I think Jeremy's a mooch loser.
No, he's cute, and he just like threw a baseball at the game. At a baseball game.
Continue. What?
Yeah. So,
which game?
One. Just of it just happened. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Okay. I think. Listen. It's becoming more apparent to me that I think Jeremy might have married Deandra for her money.
I mean, I didn't doubt that, but.
And now he doesn't like it, so he's hanging out with Jessica.
I think he's a good guy.
Okay. Well, do you think that Jessica's introduced him to her parents, Joe and Tina?
Not yet.
Do you think he's going to do a duet with Ashley? Hello, 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 B.E.
You make me want a lala in the kitchen on the floor. Wow, like, that was bad.
You make me want a Deandra on the kitchen on the floor. Okay. No? Too much?
Okay.
Have we gone too far? Are you guys still with us?
Stephanie. I'll say Stephanie's line.
Okay.
I never carry a grudge. It won't match my shoes. I'm like, Stephanie, you could do so much better.
So much better. Okay. I am worried.
Because of the midlife crisis.
He's working out a lot.
Never a good sign when your man's mad.
He's grown out his hair. He's being way too nice in this first scene.
The manscaping. The skydiving.
Oh, God. He's gonna die in Vegas from a heart attack soon.
I'm very suspicious of this midlife crisis. I did think.
He looks good.
No. Okay. I did think Stephanie's red dress in the opening.
Her latex red dress.
I love it. And I love her confessional look with the black turtleneck and her short blonde hair. I think she's slain.
The choker, diamond choker. Yeah. Stephanie's the best. So Travis, if you're fucking up, we'll kill you. Okay, we're not going to kill you. I'm too lazy to do any of that, but we're going to be very upset and we're going to boycott you.
I would just be devastated.
Devastated.
I got good feelings from this Carrie girl, and I think it's really funny that they're good friends with the Dubers.
Do you think Mark uses his pizza, his stove with the Carrie?
They've definitely gone over and eaten at the Dubers and with the stove.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I did love her relationship with her teenagers and the girl negotiating. She's like, Mom, I have to come home at 10 o'clock on a school night, not having dinner with you. I'm like, this is such a teenage person. I'm like, oh God, that must be hard.
I like their relationship though. I don't like that she's friends with Deandra. But she seems like someone who won't be.
So you don't like Deandra.
I just don't think Deandra is just she's So at the end of this last season, I don't like when these housewives get really vindictive because it's not fun. It's not fun to watch someone really trying to take someone down. And it's I don't really like Leanne either, but I didn't like the way she kept going after Leanne last season. And I didn't think she could. I just don't see it in her. I think she has a lot of her own issues that she's projecting onto others. And so it kind of gave me Tammy Sue vibes in the sense of. What's up? Why are you going so hard on these things?
So I felt that Leanne was holding more of a grudge.
Oh, I said I don't like Leanne either.
Right. But I mean, you know, it's basically $200 rich is cheating, but then it's then your rich said that Jeremy's cheating. So you guys did the same shit.
Right. Oh, you don't fight. I don't think they fight. I think Leanne is too rehearsed. I want her perfect housewives to me on these shows is Stephanie, Cameron and Brandy are what I like to see with my housewives when they're having fun together. And then again, they go the New York route where they get mad at each other, but then they move on.
The it's key is moving on because people get sick of your fight.
Yeah. And they get sick of rehashing the same thing over and over. We get it. Yeah. That's why Puppygate doesn't, we're we don't want a season of Puppygate. That's why New York's guys, don't worry. We're going to have Puppygate for one episode.
Right.
Then we move on. And you're oh, thank you. Let's do that. And Deandra and Leanne.
They said let's get past it. Let's move on. Let's laugh. It's time for a new friendship. We have a lot of history. That's going to happen? A lot of past. And there's only going to be a future. No, she doesn't go to her wedding.
Yeah. Well, but does she invite her though? I still don't think she would invite her. But I'm saying, she's already invited people. I don't see her inviting Deandra. So
at this point, it's 7 weeks out. The invitations don't go out till 6 weeks before.
Well, I don't know. Maybe her butt is still clenched.
Steve, yeah, her line's Steve farts glitter.
Yeah, which I'm okay, this is Kevin Lee. I know he was there last year, but I'm I want some David Tutera.
Who's that?
Dave, Four Weddings? Is that a show? David Tutera. He has a wedding show where he puts weddings together. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not
watching a lot of wedding shows. I don't need inspiration.
That's okay. I just think I like that Leanne acknowledges that she's poor, but when her friend was I'm going to keep this cheap for you? Because you've just done so much for me. I'm like, this girl's like 28, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, you just done so much. She's like, I'm a connector because I don't have money, which I can appreciate. But I'm also like, what did you connect her with? And why is this girl emphasizing how cheap she's going to give you your, like, give your wedding to you? Like, we get it. You're going to get it sponsored.
Yeah.
You're going to wear your dress 75 different ways.
What happened to that? I feel like that's gone.
Yeah, the website's broken.
Oh, okay. So it is gone.
So, I mean, maybe she had one dress that could only be worn 75 ways. So she's like, oh, I have 75 dresses to sell. But it was really the one.
Right.
Or wait, it was a 75 or 375?
It was something wild.
I think it was like 375, the infinity dress.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Let's move on. I enjoy Dallas.
I mean, Orange I'm going to keep watching.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Orange County, I really enjoyed Shannon's confessional waves. Did you notice them?
Oh, yeah. Her hair looked nice. Okay, actually, her dress is, the website is now working again, and it's 175 ways.
I mean, isn't it like $300?
Yeah, I'm going to shop just to see. $100 for the black dress, but the attachments are out of stock. And then you could buy $150 with the black dress with white attachments or the black dress with red attachments. But it's like nobody wants to buy that because it's ugly. Do you want one?
No, thanks.
Happy birthday. Your birthday's coming up. I think an infinity dress could be the way to go.
I mean, I got you Steve Gold for your birthday, so.
Well, just on video or else, you know, it's probably best for him, but it was just on video.
Okay, moving forward. Mm-hmm. So, you know, also Gina's hair is like Elsa's from Frozen.
Well, and so I thought, so was Leanne's in her confessional with like, which made me, and the thing that she had in there was like, remember when you were a kid and you used to get your hair tied?
Mm-hmm.
What were those called? Like you would take a piece, they would take a piece of hair, they would wrap string around it, like, and then they put like a, they put a bead on the end.
Yeah, and like kids get them done in like, I feel like you get it done in like Mexico.
No, I remember getting it done one time at the MGM Hotel in Las Vegas, where I then had a heart attack after. Just kidding, it's not even funny. It's not funny, I don't know why I went there. But there, MGM had like this like, zoo area at one point, or like they had some rides and stuff.
The lions.
Yeah. So it was weird, and then I got a hair wrap.
Oh yeah.
And cool. I remember just being like, "This is the coolest thing."
Right. Like you were gonna keep it in forever.
Yeah. And then like 15 years later, remember when we were all putting feathers in our hair?
Never did that.
You never did that.
No. But I put pink in my hair this summer. That was like my splurge.
You never had a feather in your hair.
No.
Oh.
I've had the same hairstyle. I've had the Rachel haircut since 95.
Just like a different version of it. Your hair is the Rachel haircut?
I mean, kind of.
Oh.
Not really, but kind of.
No, I could see
it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so you need to go find Jacques. And then you could fall in love. Maybe that's how your love story ends.
Then I could start watching the wedding shows.
You're Rachel. He's Ross. David Tutera on screen. Mary, what would you do without us?
I don't know. Okay, let's get talking about this tour bus. I was bored on the tour bus.
First off, I'm like, this is just so, when she was like, okay, everybody put these hats on. And Tamara in the background of all people goes, this isn't Dior. And I go, like, you could afford that, Tamrat. Like, if Dorit, like, that's something that Dorit needs to say. She'd be like, Shannon, I noticed this visor is not Dior. Dior. It's not. I cannot wear this visor.
Yeah, I just like, to me, was too cheeky, the whole thing.
Well, and then they're like, let's go take a shot. And they went into the Pig and Whistle. And I'm like, these are the places we used to go when we were 21.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you moved to, you're like, oh, we're in Hollywood. It's like the Pig and Whistle. Ack!
And then that camera footage of it is pretty weird.
It's almost like an iPhone, like almost like I think it was like a surprise that they were going to stop there. And so maybe they didn't have licensing to bring a film crew in.
So it was definitely odd. And then basically Gretchen's like, or not Gretchen.
I was like, nope.
Tamara is like, well, Bronwyn, I know that you texted Lizzie and Gretchen.
She's like, are you a troublemaker? I think you're a troublemaker.
That kind of sounds like Shannon.
Well, I think it's Tamara just being annoying. But yes, sorry, my bad.
And then Tamara's like, we saw the text that you reached out to her first. And it's
who
like,
cares?
Well, this is so lame. Like, Lizzie and Gretchen aren't even on the show.
Well, I think it's because they don't like Tamara. But I'm like, okay, here's what it sounds like to me. I think Bronwyn literally texted all of the OC girls. I don't believe when she goes, I didn't know that Tamara wasn't friends with them. Like, come on. You do your research.
You studied the shows. Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Well,
but like,
and so Emily must have connected them because Emily and Lizzie are very good friends.
Yeah, but I just, yeah. So I think that it's like, but I feel like she was trying to connect with everybody at some point. And like, maybe it's like, get the facts. Like, okay, like, what do you guys think? So she like doesn't go in blind to it.
When do you think this text is even from?
Like a month before that.
I mean, I could even see it being longer. But then it was just weird how Bronwyn totally lied on purpose.
Yeah, I didn't understand her whole thing where she's like, I lie to not hurt people's feelings. But she's like, wow, people call me out on being a liar. And I was like, so do you just lie in general? Like, I don't really understand that.
I think she plays both sides. She's a flip-flopper. She's a Sheena.
No, I like Bronwyn.
I like her, but then I've got like this weirdness with her mom and like, does she even like her mom? But I feel like her mom really wants to be a star.
I mean, her mom is a star, right? Like I would love a podcast about Dr. Deb at Burning Man. Maybe like 4 minutes.
Yeah. Just watch her Instagram stories. She told you all about it.
Oh, I can't watch it. Okay. I don't want the podcast anymore. Of with her,
but I mean, and then it just got like super deep. It's like basically I feel like her main purpose in life is to be a mom, and now she's like done having the kids, and now she's trying to find who she is as a person. And she always wanted like the number one mom, and that's who she feels like she has to be.
It's basically what she felt like she didn't get in her childhood. She's trying to provide for her kids.
Yeah,
don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, simple psychology, people.
I have a minor in it, so I'm basically a doctor. But I felt bad for her when she was like, yeah, I was 4, and I'd get off the school bus, and I had my key around my neck.
I knew. Do you feel like that was true? Maybe a neighbor checked in? I mean, I can't imagine. Also, what school lets you go to school at 4? Was that normal then?
Maybe it was TK.
We got a lot of response about the TK, kindergarten, pre-K. Thank you guys.
I mean,
we know you're listening.
Yeah. It's a simple reminder that, okay, you guys do listen to us. I don't know. The whole thing was like really strange to me. Cause I'm like, that seems like negligence that she thought that a 4-year-old could just take care of her. But yeah, was it like she got there and then someone came home like 20 minutes later? Like, what's the story? Also, is that good parenting? I don't know. I'm not a parent. I can't say yes or no.
I mean, you could not let a 4-year-old stay home alone.
Could you? I don't
know.
No,
you can't.
Maybe the dog was there.
Maybe when your kid's 8 and you quickly had to run down to the market and work on for 20 minutes. Even that's a little sketchy.
I don't know. I'm going to have a leash for my children.
I'm all about it.
Mm-hmm. They'll have like a cool backpack with a monkey on it and a leash on it.
Fun.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the Bronwyn lie was odd. But I hated the girl so much that I didn't even care she lied.
Well, it made me mad, too.
That was kind of the problem.
I also thought, it was like, okay, they've been drinking. So they were at lunch. They had a few drinks. They get on this tour bus, which is like, now listen, have I gone on one of those tour buses very intoxicated before? Yeah. I have.
Yeah.
It's very entertaining until you start sobering up at the end of the ride. And you're like, This sucks. I'm right? Bored. But like, I've gone on those drunk and it's fun. So I thought that they had like a couple of drinks. So I just thought that Bronwyn was a little bit emotional on the bus too, because she had been drinking, but it was like, okay. And then when she's like, well, can we have some fun? And Shannon's like, actually, no. I was like, oh, Shannon, shut up. Like, you guys saying you want the truth. You're literally friends with Vicky. I don't know if you remember. She lied about cancer. Do you remember that? She
web of lies.
Hey, Tamara, she called your husband gay. Hey, Shannon, she said that your husband beat you, like, and you want the truth. Like, don't try to, like, bullshit me with that, because it's very not cool.
Not cool.
And then when she went up to the front, did you get flashbacks of when Tamara was telling Shannon, like, when she was yelling at Shannon at Lizzie's house? And she was like, look at me, look at me. And with Shannon, oh, she was like, stop it. That'll get fixed in post editing, hopefully. You guys, I don't know how to edit. It's not getting fixed. Sorry about that. Did you not get those vibes?
No, I didn't get those
vibes. When Tamara was like, it's not me to be mad at someone. I'm like, oh, God. Like, Tamara.
Oh, yeah.
We literally watch you.
I'm going to comfort you. Like, I can't stay mad at my new friends. You're a fun girl.
Yeah, and it just, And then when they were giving Emily shit for leaving.
Okay. It is very hard to watch, and I have an analysis of it.
Please.
Well, okay, like, she walks in, they have this very awkward hug. They haven't seen each other for over a week. What is that
side? It was like a side hug almost.
It was a hug I would give someone I don't like. You know, uh-huh. And
oh, hi, great to see you.
He's like, are you ready to cook and clean? And then she's like, come on, like, let's sit down. I want to hear about it. How'd it go? How do you feel? And I know where he's coming from. I feel like he's like, I don't want to talk about this on camera, because what if I don't pass?
Spoiler alert.
He doesn't pass. But I get it. He doesn't want to jinx it. And, you know,
he's probably also just like, that's probably a very long day of taking the bar in general.
It's 3 days.
Those are long 3 days.
Yeah. Well, so now I think it used to be 3 days for California, and now it might be two. And you can only eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Either way, they're long days. So I think that if I had just done that and then they came home and they're like, by the way, we're going to be filming, I'd be like, no.
He'd be like, well, you can watch me eat.
Yeah, which I don't think, it's like, once the cameras are there, don't be an asshole, but like, also you're being an asshole. You're being a little dork.
He's
twerp.
And I also feel like she's coming from a place, she's said on camera, you know, she's gained, I think, 20 or 25 pounds. And I feel like she's just feeling a little like not her best self. And then and then they're having really bad communication problems, and like, she just like needs to be like comforted right now and feel supported. And I feel like she's not on her A game, and then he's like being a dick. So it's just a super bad combo.
Well, it's also, it's like, Shane, you didn't come off well last season. So when the producer asks if you missed your wife and you're like, like, you made like, here comes the sarcasm. I'm like, Shane, come on. Like, you're not doing yourself any favors. And Emily, I really like Emily. I don't know if she's good for the show, because she's kind of like a Barb. Like, you're too normal, you're too great, that I don't actually know if you should be on the show. I think it'll actually, like,
I think, like, though, it's an interesting way to look at a marriage. Sure. I kind of like this side of it, because I do feel like, you know, they've been together for 10 years. I feel like their relationship is kind of built on
G-chat.
G-chat and like a business contract. So it's like, maybe the contract's expiring.
Oh, like, man.
How far can that contract last? But then I know when he was talking to the producers, and he's like, well, if I tell you the truth, she's going to be pissed, but I like can't lie. Yeah, that's what he said, like, if he wanted to come home.
And it's just,
and I get it. Maybe he should have taken one more day to himself to just order room
He's already
service.
Had 2 weeks, Mary.
Yeah, but he was studying the whole time.
Was he?
And then like to come. Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. You have to.
You don't think he was like picking his butt?
It's a full-time job to study for the bar. You need 3 months. and you have to you have a lot to do.
Okay. But still.
But he was just hungry at the end of the day.
He just wanted to drink his soda and eat a sandwich. I don't know. I'm not a fan of shame.
No. It's not a good look.
No. And I'm worried about her. Like,
I know. I think she's doing a lot better, and she has been showing him on Instagram.
Yeah, I just, you know, she's not, she still hasn't been wearing her ring. So I'm like, are they separated though?
No, they're not. I see them in their fake Teslas, the kids around the neighborhood, and Shane bikes behind them.
Oh, I thought you meant Emily was driving a fake Tesla.
No.
Like a Power Wheels?
No. And then I also feel like I feel like her love tank is not full.
I agree. And I think she wants that.
If the contract is expired, Perry's still going to be there for her. They could totally like co-parent. I feel like that's what they're already doing.
Do you ever wonder, like, here's a thought I have. This is Shane's.
Wait. Is it if she goes and talks to the toilet so she doesn't lash out? That was Perry's advice.
Go talk to the toilet. Wait, what did she say?
Perry told her, like, when you're feeling frustrated and mean, just go and talk to the toilet. And Emily's like, I can't live my life in the bathroom. Okay, no, but what was your
thing? My thought was, this is Shane's second marriage, and I literally can't get a text back.
I know.
Why?
Do you think he's asexual?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm getting that vibe, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't... I think that, like you said, it's like a contract. I think that they have like a very mutual understanding. But I love, like, I thought it was actually really cute. And then I was like, ooh, did her daughter get paid? Because she's in that talking head interview.
Oh, that was really cute.
I thought that was really cute. And she's like, well, I can't pick up all the animals. Like, I can't pick up a goat. It's big. I was like, oh my God, these are these confessionals are so cute.
Those are cute.
Like, I thought they were really cute. I just, you know, Emily, I want what's best for Emily. And I think if she is happy with the co-parenting thing that they do, then great. But, like, I also feel like Emily needs to have, like, a good romp.
Yes.
Like, she needs to, like, take that sexy dance she's doing in Vegas, but, like, turn it into the bedroom. Just one night only. Listen, a lot of things are happening in Vegas again. Hair wraps, heart attacks. And then romps in a bed. Yeah, and hall passes. Mary! Yes, hair wraps, heart attacks, and hall passes.
Okay.
That's the show. You can decide which one you want.
I'll take the hall pass. Oh, wait, I don't need one.
I'm going back with the hair wrap.
Okay. Let's talk about...
Wait, can we go back for a second, too? Sorry. Lizzie, how did Tamara have the text of Lizzie and Gretchen?
Because Emily, maybe?
No, Emily's hated Tamara and not like Shannon. Who gave her the text?
Screenshots are crazy. They're scary.
They are scary. It's like...
And accidentally texting someone the wrong thing.
Yeah, does that happen
often? I did that twice today.
Oh.
They weren't that bad, though. Like, I mean...
Was it in Comic Sans? Do you have, like, your font on your phone set to Comic Sans?
I wish.
No!
No, I sent to my friend, how was your kid's first couple of days? This person doesn't have a kid.
What? I wish it was a guy.
It was.
I was like, what?
It was. Oh. It's like, my what? Friend Chris. It's my friend Chris that you met. He lives in LA.
Yep.
And then I sent another text yesterday.
Oh, no.
No, it was today. I was like, we watch Housewives, not football. Send that to the completely wrong person who invited me out to watch a football game. And I go, oh, my God, wrong person, LOL. No response. Literally watched a football game with him, like, preseason, like, 3 weeks ago. Whoopsies.
Well, you know, this sounds
can't
like
win them all.
This sounds like another podcast.
Yeah. Okay. And what are we going back to now?
We are going back to Kelly and 8-Carat Soup.
Oh, yeah.
Thoughts? I'm glad she's not with this guy. He's too camera ready for me.
I, I, I thought he gave good advice, like make a joke out of it. I got a life coach vibe. And then I liked how she said she's never even had sex on a choo-choo train.
Like, live your life, Kelly, because if you have, you might enjoy it.
She is.
I have a friend who's done it.
Sex on a train?
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be pretty easy to do.
Yeah.
Like, because you have the things, like the sliding things that people can't see you.
Yeah, it's got to be an overnight train.
Right.
You're not doing it on an Amtrak from San Diego to LA. Or maybe you are. I don't know. People are very skillful.
People, yeah.
I can't touch my toes, so it'd be very difficult for me to try anything. Like a Mile High Club? How?
I have no interest in that. It seems unsanitary.
You know, what you do first is you Purell the whole room.
Lisa Rinna Purell.
The two of you that's, together, wait, it's your foreplay.
That's a good line for her. Like, she should get a...
She should do a Purell deal?
Yeah, or something like that.
She should. And like then she's Clorox like, and then after, I pull my Depends up, and I put my duster on, and I get out on the town, and I dance like nobody's watching. Yeah. Okay, let's talk Gina. Oh, actually, let's talk this hip-hop class, because the fact that Tamara put a nose ring on, I've never wanted to, like, rip something out of someone's face more. She incites violence in me.
I used to have my nose pierced, and sometimes I miss it, and I kind of want to get just, like, a little ring like that if I feel like wearing it on the weekends. Do you think it'll look bad? I think sometimes it can be cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's fine for you. That's fine for you. I just think it's like, it felt to me like, you know how when Lala used to put that weird lip ring in?
And Kim Kardashian as well.
Yeah, and it's like, Tamara, you got dressed up for a hip-hop class, and you thought that hip-hop was a nose ring?
I thought this hip-hop thing was like such a, like, stretch. Like it was lame.
Like, why are we doing this? Like, Shannon, I was like, did you... I thought she hadn't put a fat stomach on.
She got like that gold chain on Amazon. Like it's plastic. It was just like, it was too lame. Like I love a good costume, but that was just like lame.
Like when Tamara was like, are you in costume?
And she came in costume.
Yeah. And it was like, Tamara was like, ooh, hip hop class. You know what this calls for? Nose ring. Yeah.
I think she was going 90s.
No, I don't care. It was stupid. It made me, I was like, it just made me mad. Anything Tamarat does.
I get it.
That's all. Yeah, but Shannon, no rhythm. I was like, oh, Bronwyn can dance.
Bronwyn was good.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I've just been a runner my whole life. I've never had real friendships.
Well, and then she's like, I think that these friendships could be really good for me if I stick to them. I'm like, oh, if you get a season two.
But they're hanging off, out off camera, which I like.
Yeah, well, they should.
Yeah.
That's, you know, again, the New York girls. Take note from New York. All these women should.
Okay, so then Shannon calls Tamara in her pajamas and is like, Gina missed her court date. There's a warrant out for her arrest. Like, makes it super dramatic. And poor Gina, she had a shitty fucking attorney that... did not get an extension, chose not to check that he didn't get the extension. And luckily, this other amazing attorney that Shannon recommended came in and saved the day. I just felt bad for her because I've heard of this many times when people don't have to show up in court because your attorney is taking care of it. You pay a lot of money for them to take care of this.
Mm-hmm, totally. And so this is why Tamara has to go. Because when Shannon is around Tamara, I can't stand Shannon. This was so real to me watching them two together, like when they were in the furniture store and just relating to each other about divorce. And I was like, this is the Shannon I love.
Like, and where she I really respect Gina because she's like, I have made this mistake. And I'm owning it. And I want to be the person, like, what you do after you make a mistake. And I love that she's doing that. And I feel like, especially as for her mom, and she's so young. Like,
she's our age.
Yeah.
Like, you know, going through all this. I'm like, we have you.
We've gone through.
Yeah. But no, but I just thought it was like her and Shannon just like going out on a limb, helping her, like them relating to each other when she was like, you know, Matt had an affair, like watching your pain. Like I was going through the same thing and I couldn't talk about it. And I just thought that they related to each other so well. And that even when Gina was like, you know, I'm so glad that you're my friend. Like maybe some friendships take longer because something has to happen in order to bring them together. And that was a friendship I really enjoyed seeing. It's not good for Emily.
And, yeah, it's not good for Emily. But I also like Shannon finally, like, having an upper hand and being like, you know what? I thought it was a little bit weird when she's like, you're just a year behind me. Thought that was a little strange. But her being like, you know what? You're gonna be a survivor. You're going to make it through. Like, it's so nice because, I mean, Shannon got pretty dark for...
Oh, real
three
dark.
Seasons.
Yeah.
So it was nice to see her being the voice of reason for someone.
For sure. I did not like, and again, this is like her conversation with Tamara. I did not like when they're like, why is it her friend Emily representing her?
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on.
Well, and Emily's a copyright lawyer.
Yeah.
Not a criminal lawyer. Like, I mean,
there's so many. You can't just have, lawyers are specific. They do.
Well, and that's why I'm like, this is what Tamara does, is whoever's around her actually becomes a worse version of themselves.
I agree.
And so that's why we need her to be gone, because they make people that we want to like Shannon. I think Shannon redeemed herself at the end of the episode from her dumb bullshit earlier in the episode, that when this scene came around, I was like, oh, great, more Shannon. And then I was like, oh, great. You know what? More Shannon. That's how I felt. I'm worried for Gina and Emily's relationship.
I know.
Like it makes me think Emily's not going to come back.
This is it.
Emily's only ally is Kelly Dodd, and I think Kelly likes Emily, but I'm not sure how close their full friendship like really is for Kelly to like go to bat for Emily.
It will be interesting on the cast trips.
Yeah. And again, we still don't, like, she brought up Vegas, but we're not hearing anything about Vegas, and I went deep into her Instagram, no Vegas photos.
Maybe Vegas gets called off and that's why they go down to Miami. Don't they go to Miami or Florida or Bahamas? They go,
yeah, the Key West, I think. I think they do Miami and Key West. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, God.
We will be staying tuned.
What'd you say?
We will be staying tuned.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and yeah, again,
tuning in.
The 19th, it's so soon, 2 weeks.
We'll get back to you guys on that one. And don't forget, if you're going to write us a review, why don't you do a compliment sandwich?
And you know, like, what? Insult needed, actually. Just straight up compliments.
But if you want to write something mean, why don't you say one nice thing first? Okay?
And then end it with something nice, too. Because, God damn it. We get it. Like... our sound isn't going to change. We're not good with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take us for what we are.
Yeah.
Full-time working girls trying to have a little fun.
If you can't handle me at my Courtney, you don't get me at my Summer Mary, okay? And that's all I have to say about that.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle And it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.